So what do we think? What are some things that we are familiar with, that we've heard of, that we remember somebody talked about? What do we got? Austin. Protons, neutrons, and electrons. That is a great place to start. I'm going to go red for protons. I'm going to go purple. If you're like, oh, that's spelled different than I thought, now is a good time to change that. Electrons. I'm writing them in different sides for a reason. Something to think about, too, as we go, is some of you have really good note-taking skills already, and some of you are still developing note-taking skills. One of the reasons why I'm doing it on here is to help model note-taking. So if you're like, my notes look a mess. If you write them kind of how they're written up here, that's meant to help you organize them. And the reason why I put colored pencils and markers and stuff in every tray in front of you is so you can use them at any given moment. I've found that for me, color helps me organize things. It helps me keep information together. Feel free to use the colored pencils and markers and things to help you organize. There's highlighters in there to help you highlight. So use those tools to help you keep your notes organized, okay? But so far we have three pieces. What do we got? What else? A nucleus. Which? Ooh. Okay, let's draw a picture. Let's do this. Where is the nucleus? In the middle. It's in the center. What? Of these three parts, what isn't in the nucleus? You can just say it out loud.
Electrons.
Electrons, yes. So, let's do, this is not super neat, but there we go. There's some electrons orbiting. Okay? So, electrons orbit in orbitals. That's what those things are called. Orbitals. Makes sense, hopefully.
There's a reason for that name. Hopefully that makes the colors a little easier to see. I know the skylight is, now that you've moved up to 10th grade, there's skylights in some of the rooms. So electrons orbit in things called orbitals. They're not necessarily that shape. They're in all sorts of weird shapes. Depending on which set of electrons there are, we'll get to that. But they orbit in orbitals, okay? They go around the outside. Which means the protons and neutrons are where?
In the middle.
Inside, in the nucleus, yes. They do make up the nucleus. So I'm gonna add nucleus above those two, okay? Because they're both in the nucleus, and I'm gonna make a little blue circle to indicate that is where the nucleus is. And then we're gonna do one, two, we had four electrons, so we'll do four protons, and then we'll just add some neutrons in there. Let's do four just to make life balanced. Now, these all have different roles in an atom. They have different properties. What is a property that we know about any of these? What do we think? Let's see, Josh, we haven't heard from you yet.
Charge.
Charge, perfect. What are some things that we know the charges of? What do we got? Yeah.
The neutrons are
neutral. Neutrons are neutral. No charge. Nothing, right? No charge. What about protons? What do we know about the charge on them? Yeah, Austin.
Awesome.
Positive charge. Okay. Cannon, how about electrons? Since you had your hand up. Negative charge, yeah. Yeah. The leftovers, these ones have negative charge. So these all together make up an atom, all right? So we have neutral and positive in the center, in the nucleus, and then we have electrons going around the outside. Do these all have the same mass, all of these things?
No.
No. Which one do you think is the small one?
Electrons.
Electrons. They're extremely small. So when we're dealing with atoms, we use a mass. We'll do it in blue. So for atoms, mass is measured in AMU. Okay, and AMU stands for atomic mass units. We give them their own unit because they're really, really, really small. And if we're dealing with grams, it's like 10 to the minus 31st grams. So these are really, truly tiny things, okay? So protons have a charge of one AMU. Neutrons have a charge, a mass, looking at the word charge, of one AMU. They're the same mass. So neutrons and protons are about the same size and have pretty much the same mass. Electrons, on the other hand, have a mass of 0.00055 AMU. They are extremely small. What's that?
How do they measure?
Well,
atom colliders.
That's one way, yes. And when you have a whole bunch of them and you know how many of them you have, then you can determine the exact mass. And if you change the number of electrons, you change the name of something. So we can look at that, and we'll get to that in just a second. So I want you to think about it this way, size-wise. You, imagine your body is the mass of the nucleus, okay? So let's say the upper half of your body is a proton, and the bottom half of your body is a neutron, okay?
So we're hydrogen?
Imagine then the mass of an electron, or all of your electrons, are approximately like an eyelash. That's pretty close, relatively speaking. So every time you lose an eyelash, you don't go in and be like, I lost weight, right? Like, it's not a really important part of your mass. Same idea with atoms. As far as mass goes, you can ignore the electrons. As far as behavior goes, you can't ignore the electrons. But for mass, you can ignore them. The mass comes from the protons and the neutrons added together. Okay? That's what we measure. Like, you're not measuring your mass based on the one eyelash you lost. Yeah? That would be weird. Maybe. Maybe some of you are like down to the eyelash. It's very precise. Okay? So, we're gonna add a little piece in here. Don't worry, this will all be saved. If you're like, I didn't write that down yet, I'll share it with you as soon as we're done. We can change things about atoms. So I'm going to make a big title here. Change. If we change these things. Does anybody know what it's called? What the word for something is? If you change the number of electrons in an atom.
Ionization.
Yes, you've made an ion. Yeah. The process is ionization. So if you've changed the number of electrons, you've made something called an ion. Okay? So you've changed how it bonds with things. You've changed the charge. All right. If you change the number of, let's go neutrons. Anybody remember what that's called? Sometimes this word's associated with radioactivity. Yeah. No, no. It doesn't affect the charge, though, but it does affect the mass and the behavior. It does start with an I. Some of them are stable, though. So there's stable versions of these and radioactive versions. It's also the name of Albuquerque's baseball team from the show The Simpsons.
Oh, man. Oh,
isotopes. That's it. I love that that's what... It's funny what... Isotopes. So an isotope is something where we've changed the number of neutrons, but everything else has remained the same. So we've changed the mass, we've changed its behavior. Sometimes we've made it radioactive. Radioactivity is literally when part of the nucleus goes flying off and like goes somewhere else. It's the nucleus falling apart. That's what radioactivity literally is. Okay, so there's like different particles. Yeah, it is. It really is. A half-life crisis, as you will. Yeah. There's so many bad chemistry jokes.
I would use another one, but all the good ones are gone.
Yep. What do you get if you change the number of protons?
Is it also an
ion? Yes, it changes into an entirely different element. Yeah, you guys are good at this. So, gather your periodic tables. Grab those out. Find them. You're going to need them. Yeah. Well, we have a moment while periodic tables are being gathered. Go quick, though. I don't want you to miss anything. Right. Gather your periodic table. We're going to use it. Get to know it a little bit. It's almost like it's fundamental to chemistry. Oh, yeah. Here. Perfect.
Are we going to be taking notes on it or just looking at the stuff around my binder?
Oh, you're, well, I'm going to write notes on it, so yeah. So just look at hers, maybe. Share.
Oh, what's going on?
What Caden said. All right. Austin, don't think I haven't noticed that hat, by the way. Austin's hat is back. Hat. Still. Hat. From yesterday, it has reappeared atop your head. There we go. Beautiful. All right. Okay, let's look at our periodic tables. There's a lot of helpful information on there. To make a new element. Yes. A few years ago, element 115 got made for the first time. By slamming two elements into each other. Calcium was one of them. So find calcium in your periodic table. Ca is the atomic symbol, so I'm going to write Ca in there. There is calcium. Your bones are made of calcium phosphide. Yes, I would. So I'm using calcium as an example for this one. What do we see in the box with calcium? In the little cube with calcium in there? Okay, there's a 40.1. Okay, this is 40.0 what? 78. Yes. So there's a number down there. There's also a number at the top. What is that number?
20.
So, the atomic number, you'll notice I wrote it in red. What do I keep writing in red?
Protons.
So, the atomic number is the number of protons. And just in case, it's that number. That was a horrible arrow. There we go. That number right there. Okay? So calcium was one of the elements involved in making element 115. What element do you think got slammed into calcium to make element 115?
Americium.
Yes. That's how you say that one. You're like, I've got the word, but what is it? Yes.
I don't know. I thought it was like americium because like there's like Einstein.
It's named after America, but it's pronounced americium. I know. Americium. So if you add up 95 and 20, conveniently, Caden, you get 115. That's why they were slamming those two together. They chose calcium because it's cheap, and it's easy to find, and it's really easy to isolate the atoms from it. Americium, less so. But that's what they were slamming together to try to make element 115. And they managed to do it twice.
Well, one of those days happened to be on the 4th of July.
That would have been good. I don't know. Maybe that's when they discover an americium. But usually they name it after the place where it was discovered or like first made, or a notable scientist. Hence things like einsteinium or californium. Yes, exactly. That one was first done here at the collider in California. So. Yeah.
Then there's some that were just naturally created, like hydrogen.
Yes, many of these. Basically up to bismuth. Where's find bismuth on there? Where's bismuth? B-I. It's towards the bottom-ish, kind of on the right. There we go. That's the last one with stable isotopes. So the last one that just exists stably. After that, all the rest of them are either man-made or don't exist in a stable form. They constantly decay. So polonium constantly decays. Okay, it doesn't exist as polonium for very long. It has decay products, lead being one of them. Okay. This is what happens when you have like a nuclear bomb often, right? Is they're like looking for things that radioactively decay because they're handy for this, right? Because then the particles that come off are really useful. We'll get into nuclear power. It's actually really cool. And nuclear disasters also. Less cool, but
sure, no.
It's still interesting, yeah. And it's good to kind of understand how they work. Yeah. So the other thing on here that we have is, we'll add the name in there. There's a few other numbers on there that we'll get to, but I feel like for now it will just confuse you. But things that I want you to sort of notice. So the top number is the number of protons, or the atomic number. What is that 40.078 for calcium? That's the mass. So this is the atomic mass, but in front of it, actually, I'm going to add average, the average atomic mass. Can you have 0.078 of a proton?
No,
that's not a thing. It's either a whole proton or just the subatomic particles that like quarks and things, but it's no longer a proton. Yep, it's no longer a proton. It's no longer a neutron if you remove parts of it, okay? So the smallest version you can have of those is 1 AMU. And you know that electrons aren't even on that number yet, right? Like, they wouldn't even show up. 3 decimal places later, we haven't even gotten to the electrons yet. So why is that not an even number? You are really, 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 really close. So you got pieces of it. It's the average of all of them that exist, but it's isotopes of them. So there's different isotopes of these that are sometimes a little lighter than the average, they've lost a neutron, or sometimes a little heavier than the average, they've gained a neutron. But this is the average of all of them in existence, basically, that we know of. But sometimes they all exist with one more neutron. You exist with an extra limb every now and then, right? It's a thing. Maybe not any of you, I don't know. But like, it's still you. And so that's the same idea here, right? It's still you. Even if you lost some mass, it's still you. You haven't changed the fundamentals of who you are. That's your proton. Okay? This is a horrible analogy, but yeah. I think this analogy is getting less and less helpful as we go. But yeah, so that's the average atomic mass. What are the two parts of the atom that we add together to get the mass? Protons and neutrons. So this equals, I'll write it backwards, doesn't actually matter, right? Because in addition, it doesn't matter what order. Ooh, nice. It's getting real cheesy in here. This is good. So it was a matter joke.
But everything matters.
Unless it's a vacuum. Yeah. So, one last thing before we kind of move on and I let you guys just go work. Look at the Ca for calcium. That's what's called our atomic symbol, yep.